Back now with Day to Day and She and Him.
I don't want you, but I need you.
She is actress Zooey Deschanel. Maybe you've seen her in the movie Elf or the TV show Weeds.
And the Him in this duo is singer and songwriter M. Ward. The M is for Matt. He's worked with plenty of other female singers, Nora Jones, Cat Power, and Nico Case, just to name a few. But he's found a special chemistry, he says, with Zooey on their debut album called Volume 1. Day to Day's Alex Cohen spoke with them earlier this week before a performance at the Vista Theater in Los Angeles.
Zooey Deschanel has been acting in TV shows and films since she was a teenager, but she's been writing songs much longer than that. She wrote her first one when she was just 8 years old. It was about a fair.
Because that's kind of what you're interested in at the age of eight. It had sort of like a oompa kind of feel to it. I think it was called I'm Having Fun at the Fair.
Did it work?
Yeah. It was very Meet Me in St.
Louis-esque.
Yeah.
Cool.
Things have come a long way since I'm Having Fun at the Fair. Over the years, Deschanel has written and recorded a lot of songs. Songs where she sang harmonies with herself, played backup piano and guitar.
I'd be working here or there, and I would just every day go home and be writing songs and recording them. And it was sort of my way of relaxing. It was what I sort of enjoyed to do. The thing that I enjoyed doing most in my spare time.
In 2006, Deschanel and Ward were both cast in a film called The Go-Getter, and the director asked them to record a duet for the film's soundtrack, a cover of the Richard and Linda Thompson song, When I Get to the Border. When Deschanel and Ward started working on the song in the studio, something clicked.
I knew Zooey's music from Elf, and I loved the voice. I thought that there was maybe a Zooey Deschanel record. There wasn't.
Then Ward discovered there were all those demo tapes she'd been recording. He asked to listen to some of them. Deschanel says that request was mildly terrifying.
It's so personal. It's a very personal experience writing music. It's like you hear something and you think I like it, but then it's hard sometimes the first time you say, like, I wrote this, do you think it's okay? You know, I mean, that's very scary.
So she started safe. She sent him a recording of something she hadn't written.
Swim low, sweet chariot, come for carry me home.
He liked it. So she sent him some of her own compositions.
I was taking a walk when I saw you pass by.
I just loved the songs, and it's really rare that you find good songs. It's as simple as that.
When I saw you smile, I saw a dream come true.
And the vocal arrangements were, if I could do that on my four-track tapes, I would have done it a long time ago.
Ward persuaded Deschanel to record an album, which they simply titled Volume 1, and they formed a band. Even though their names both have star power, they decided to pick a moniker with just two simple pronouns, she and him.
We both talked about liking the idea of a name that's sort of anonymous and sort of humble. I always like the name The Band because it's not about being like the star of anything. It's about the music.
The music of She and Him is reminiscent of artists like Linda Ronstadt, the Beach Boys, the Ronettes, music that Zooey and Matt listened to as kids on the radio. They also recorded a few covers, including this tribute to the Fab Four.
I should have known better with a guy like you that I would love everything that you do. And I do, hey, 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 and I do.
In an era where many artists rely on synthesizers, computer sampling, and vocal processing, She and Him definitely take the low-tech approach. For instance, on this track called This Is Not a Test, Deschanel uses her mouth as a trumpet of sorts.
I just like music that sounds like music and that people are making the music, not like machines and computers and, you know, things that you design to make things sound slick and perfect.
She and him have been playing concerts in Austin, Texas, New York, and here in L.A. And though Zooey Deschanel is plenty used to performing, she says going on tour has been a bit different.
As an actor, I'm doing something somebody else wrote, and I'm just sort of interpreting that. It's similar with performing songs, but having written them, it's sort of, it's nice because I'm so familiar with the details of the particular emotions I was trying to express.
Take it back, take it back. I don't want your loving anymore.
They've sold out everywhere they've played, but Deschanel isn't giving up her day job acting anytime soon. She was recently heard as a voice on the TV show The Simpsons and has several films coming out this year, including the one she and M. Ward met on.
I put a spell on you.
Zooey Deschanel and M. Ward say they have plans to put out a follow-up record to Volume 1. The duo isn't quite sure what they'll call it. Maybe
Volume 2. Might be.
It's too early
we
to
like
say.
That name.
Volume 2 has got a nice ring to it.
It's got a great ring to it.
She and him will perform next at the Oyster Festival in San Francisco later this month. Alex Cohen, NPR News. Oh.